to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn, and most fools do, but it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. That's a quote by the great Dale Carnegie, a man who was just so far ahead of his time and author of some incredible books and produced some incredible content, which has helped millions of people become better and be the best they can be. Now, why do I talk about that particular quote? And, you know, Dale Carnegie, for me, I love his books, and How to Win Friends and Influence People is a book that I read. I actually try to read it every year. And every January, I spend time rereading the book. And there's a reason for it, because every time I read it, I see it from a different perspective. I see it from a different lens. And, you know, with everything going on, we often can be a bit critical. We can be a bit critical of ourselves. We can be a bit critical of others, world leaders, what they're doing. I know I do it, right? I'm often critical of the decisions other people are making. I think what I love about Dale Carnegie, he talks about the power of positivity and the power of positive feedback. And this is a really interesting topic, right? Because I want you to ask yourself a question as you listen to this. How many times a day do you give yourself positive feedback? How many times a day do you give your colleagues positive feedback, your customers positive feedback? Because I think with everything, right, positivity will kill the negativity. And sometimes the best way to move forward, regardless of the situation, is to just be kind, to just give that positive feedback to others and even ourselves. We're spending a lot of time at home. We're spending a lot of time on Zoom. We're having less human interaction in the real world. So positive feedback, positive energy is crucial right now. It's more crucial now more than ever before. And that's just obviously just my opinion, right? But I know that I go through some days where I'm up, I go through some days and I'm down. And I think for me, whenever I look back at my day, and for some reason, the first thing I look back is what I didn't do. Okay, what didn't I do today? And that's the wrong mindset to finish the day. It's like, okay, what did I achieve today? What was good about today? And I know people say, you know, gratitude, you've got to show gratitude, right? Three things that you're grateful for and all that stuff, right? And yes, it's absolutely important. But I think we just need to try to flip the mindset, right? We try to flip it from the negative to the positive. And it all starts with the way that we look at things. And it all starts with the way that we look at ourselves and how we're giving ourselves that feedback. I think for many are searching for other people to give them positive feedback. But the most important person that can give you feedback is you. Seek feedback from yourself. And that's something that I'm trying really hard to do, is I'm trying to look at things with a certain perspective and say, you know what, that is good. That's actually really good, right? And yes, I know that, you know, a lot of the elite people that want that extra 1%, that try to excel and be the best they can be, are often looking for ways to improve. And that's fine, but not at the detriment, or not at the, you know, at the outcome of pushing yourself down. It's about elevating up. So my message this week is really simple, is what type of feedback are you giving yourself? How are you elevating your mindset every single day? Are you taking stock during the day to give yourself positive feedback? How are you elevating yourself? Then what feedback are you giving others that you interact with on a daily basis? How are you making them feel good? How are you making them feel like they're achieving their goals? So again, the best way to drown the negative is to add the positive over the top of it. I want you to think about this, is this week, as we approach the week, how are you going to give yourself positive feedback so that you can be the best you can be? So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or you think somebody that you know could really do with that message, please go ahead and share it with them and like and rate us, because we do this very quick message to help you be the very best you can be.